This episode of The Run-Thru is brought to you by eBay. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal and shop authentic handbags, watches, sneakers, streetwear, and jewelry from eBay, backed by Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This is The Run-Thru. I'm Chloe Mel.
And I'm Joe Minardi.
And we are inside the Met Gala.
I know, it's insane. I can't believe we're bringing you the show from inside, guys. It's wild.
We are very excited because this year's dress code is the Garden of Time. The exhibit is called Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion. And we got everything from 3D florals to the Sands of Time to sleeping bath towels. I mean, really, people ran the gamut in terms of what this theme meant for them. It was a Rorschach test for write your own adventure. We just walked out of the performance and dinner with Zach Posen.
Yes.
And Divine Joy Randolph. Zach Posen is the newly appointed creative director of The Gap, and Oscar-winning actress Divine Joy Randolph. You know her from the incredible film The Holdovers. I love her from my beloved Only Murders in the Building. This is your first Met Gala, Divine.
This is my first Met Gala.
Okay, yeah. If you could do like a haiku, like what are the top 10 words about the Met Gala?
Oh, you just made it so complicated with the haiku.
Okay,
part.
Just give me a short clip on Met Gala. What's your over-under?
It's actually quite entertaining,
mm-hmm,
because I love the idea of seeing everyone's version of their take on this. I keep saying it's almost like show and tell. It's really fun to see and to get everyone in the room. And what I love about it is that it's fashion, so it's universal. So the actors don't have to feel actory, the singers don't have to feel singery, like no performing, you know what I mean, outside of the performance, but you could just be yourself. And I love how they mix the room up and the tables.
Yeah.
So you get to mingle and get to know everyone.
Who was your dinner partner?
Lily was, which I was so happy to see her.
Lily Gladstone.
Yes.
Who came with Gabriella Hearst.
Yes. Zach, of course. Who else was at our table?
That's a bunch of Jonathan Groff and Leah Michelle. And then,
oh, yes.
You know, good people, good mix, fun table, good proximities.
Yeah.
I think this is my 21st year coming to this.
I actually said that when we found out you were coming on. I was like, you know who's been coming to the Met Gala? Zach Posen.
And I'll tell you something even else. When you were just describing your experience and your fantasy of being after hours in the Met,
I was
an intern here, and
really?
I first attended the Met in 1997 with an intern ticket for the Versace exhibition.
Oh, my goodness.
And I can show you all the secret passageways here. You know, we would fantasize about getting Madeline Vionnet dresses out of the collection.
Wow. Oh, my God.
In homage to Diana Vreeland, who used to lend pieces from the collection to the guests to wear.
How is 1997 Met Gala different from 2024?
Well, there was a dance party, and I was an intern who was allowed to buy a staff ticket at a discount.
Can you imagine?
So let's just start that. So it was a much smaller dinner, right? If I don't know if anybody remembers, but you know, I'm kind of a history fashion geek. So like Madonna wore this like kind of like celestial jersey dress, right? Because it's 1997.
Oh, I loved that one.
Right?
I remember the album.
And it was like kind of understated and casual, and it was there. And it was the Versace exhibition, so that was really meaningful. But in the Great Hall, there were disco floors set up, so we could just like dance while this small intimate dinner was going. And then there was a very strong convergence of crossovers of kind of real New York fashion enthusiasts from, you know, the Brooke Astors of the world to then like, you know, Lady Bunny.
Oh,
it was
God.
A real mix in a different way, and it's evolved. And it's evolved beautifully.
True New York.
And it's really important to be celebrated. And people think, obviously, it's just like a big celeb fashion F-fest. But, but we are also supporting keeping the history of fashion, which is actually keeping the history of humanity and of our world. And fashion is that.
Was there anyone who you were like, ooh, I wonder if this person will be at the Met Gala?
No, I didn't think that. I more so was really curious how people were going to interpret it. Because I will say, I think they do a good job with the themes, that it's like specific, but yet it is a little elusive. I think, like, right? Like,
well,
every
that's the
year,
game that
that's intentional.
Anna loves.
Yeah.
Anna so loves a like, game on words and a play
yeah.
and interpretation because it leaves room for creativity.
Yeah, like, I was surprised to see, for me, just how much black it was and, like, dark. And some people were saying it's kind of like death or like, you know what I mean? So that was surprising to me. But I thought it was cool, and clearly enough people got it because a lot of people did it. So I was like, oh, okay, this is a vibe. That's fun to me to see how people have different. My mind was thinking more so like taking timeless classics and now bringing them into the now, into the 2024. And I think that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, what we went for.
I mean, like, I knew I was bringing you.
Yeah.
I kind of got asked. It was kind of hot.
So what was.
Tell us about this meet cute.
I kind of got asked. I was like, yes. Absolutely. I mean, I have this new position. I'm creative director at Gap Inc. I'm overseeing creative direction over all the brands. Kind of, I got the theme. I got kind of like asked kind of on a date, but I was like, yeah, we're taking that date.
Yeah.
Will you be my date? What do you think?
It was
I listened to the amazing short story. And I thought.
By J.G. Ballard.
Yeah. You know, and it took me on a journey. You know, there was something about time travel, frozen flowers, harpsichord music, mm-hmm. Mozart playing, the movement, the swish of it. And it took me to this place where I thought, what am I going to do with this interpretation? I started to look at 1780s construction.
Oh, wow.
And then from there, started to think about San Francisco. And I thought about, what's the fabric? I was kind of sitting in my office on the bay in San Francisco, looking out at this beautiful body of water moving. And I thought, how beautiful. The movement started, had a real powerful femininity to me. And I thought, what's the fabric we use the most of at Gap Inc.? And I thought, well, denim. And then I thought, well, indigo is a flower. Mm-hmm. And it connected to that. And I thought, you know, talking about Garden of Time and time, well, denim is something that transcends time and evolves over time and changes. And I wanted to work with iconic Gap denims. Denim is a canvas for creativity. Came up with a detachable train.
I love people watching during dinner, and I observed a great moment of Zach being a true knight in shining armor, which he always is, where Kim Kardashian was truly stranded.
Yeah, to get up those steps.
She could not get up two stairs.
And she only had one guy helping her.
And Zach just jumped up and literally had to, like, move her like a chess piece.
It was so sweet of you.
I feel like you've done this before, Zach. You've
rescued
a damsel in distress
wearing a Margiela, a corset. It made her waist so small. It was unbelievable. It looked like she was going to just collapse.
I think it beats the Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, it seemed like
in regards of, like, the size of her waist.
Yeah.
For sure.
So you were so kind to help her out.
I love seeing people get starstruck by someone, you know, and because it's such a starry room. So, you know, it's like, it's so interesting. Was there anyone who you both were starstruck by, who you wanted to meet or in the room?
I mean, we were starstruck by the Egyptian art.
Truly. And for me, I think, to be honest, with the award season, it's the people. So it was great to see them. But I did like that it wasn't under, I was saying this to Lily, that I was like, oh, it's nice that we don't have to be like, in campaign mode and work mode in that sense.
Oh, because you so nice to got to know Lily really well during award season.
Lily, tons of people. So it was great to see those folks again. There was a couple of idol people there that was sitting near
reconnecting.
Me.
Yeah, it's like reconnecting with designers.
No, it's really fun.
Lily Gladstone, so elegant, so lovely.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
You know, we're all theater kids sitting there. Dinner was good.
And great the musical performance. Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean,
we had
set the scene. We're sitting there. We're like, okay.
Did you have an inkling as to
I didn't, but like within 2 minutes, the entire clan, family, and management were all right behind us.
Yes.
So we had that energy in the corner. We had brother who's like manager. The whole clan was like right behind us. So it was like we were in it, right? In that family moment, like where they're. It's just so,
so
beautiful and proud.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so
Ariana
proud of
Grande
her.
And
Ariana Grande is, you know, amazing. And
with two spectacular looks. Both Margiela?
Changing.
Yeah, I think
changing
so. Yeah,
looks.
Definitely Margiela, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, changing looks. And
were you guys up dancing?
We got
were rocking
there at the
back
end.
And forth.
Yeah.
It was packed in our corner. People
oh, my God. I saw right in front of you. Dua Lipa and Kiki Palmer and Marc Jacobs were the first ones dancing. Unfortunately for me, Kiki Palmer, very high ponytail. I had to stand up. Just to be able to see.
Yeah. And then while she was performing, we were like, do you think that they're going to grace us with the ultimate surprise of Cynthia Erivo?
And you were right.
And they did. We were so happy.
And
what
was
an
so
epic song.
Oh,
such a
good
song.
That was powerful.
The
beautiful.
Voices.
I love that song. I love
I'm so
song.
Excited to see the film.
Yeah, it made me really excited to see
what
that.
Was the
Wicked,
song, Gemma?
Wicked. It was
from Prince of Egypt, When You Believe. Or maybe it's just called Believe.
When You Believe.
Yep. Yep. That one.
It's so sweet. Yeah.
But really, I mean, I thought people looked really beautiful. Felt like it was the romanticism of the evening was really great. And I mean, this is Anna's jam.
Yeah. That's a good way to end
this
it.
Is Anna's this jam, is Anna's jam, this world. And you know, what a pleasure to be able to play for an evening in her garden.
Oh, we love it.
We love it.
All right, we'll let you guys go up to after parties.
Yeah, have
Thank
fun,
you.
Guys.
We
Thank
will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for doing this. We appreciate it.
The run-through will be back in just a moment. At eBay, you'll always get that feel of real. Because your fashion purchase will be backed by Authenticity Guarantee. Whether it's an it bag, a must-have watch, dreamy jewelry, or fire sneakers and fresh streetwear, every step will feel authentic, every flex will feel real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Choma. All right, it's the fashion time. This was an epic red carpet, which was in fact green. And the dress code, once again, the Garden of Time. The exhibit was Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion. So we saw a lot of garden, a lot of time. What was your favorite take on the theme tonight, Choma?
That is tricky. There were so many good ones. There were so many good
Lana
looks.
Lana Del Rey with a tree coming out of her head?
I loved that. In fact, I had breakfast with Sean McGurr, who is the creative director at Queen a few weeks ago, and he showed me a sketch of the look, and it's actually referencing a McQueen look from 2006. I was at a table with Naomi Campbell, and she recognized the reference. She
oh,
was
so like, people really see it.
People really see it. Like McQueen heads know. Like it's quite. It's an instant. Like okay, that's the collection. Yeah, because she was like, is that a reference to? And I was like, yeah, it is actually.
Wow.
So that was pretty cool. Yeah, no, that was a pretty cool interpretation. I mean, we saw the sands of time come to life on the red carpet, like with Tyler and her Balmain look, which
Olivia Rousteing created a dress completely sculpted around Tyler's body out of sand. Hannah Jackson did a wonderful behind the look on this with incredible making of photos. And I encourage everyone to read it because there was confusion about whether resin was involved. I actually texted Sasha and Edie, who planned the gala, to be like, maybe you need to have a Dyson on hand.
Oh my God.
I mean, who knows what's going to happen on this red carpet with the sand. But I did feel like I appreciated people's creative interpretations of...
Me too. I mean, she had to be lifted up the stairs. Like, she couldn't walk.
Is that true?
Yes. Each staircase, like, each time there was a set of stairs, she was lifted up.
People I mean, had some mobility issues.
Yeah. That's hot. These dresses are heavy. And
Nicki Minaj
necessarily...
wore this, like, full metal sculpture Marnie dress of sculptural 3D florals coming off of her body. And she was one of the first people to pop up during the performance, I think because it was so uncomfortable for her to sit.
Her chair was specifically without a back. If you noticed.
Is that true?
Yeah. I think it's why, because
sure you're right.
Her chair did not have a back. It was more like a stool so that she could sit down. It was quite an incredible dress, and there's a version of it in the exhibit.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah,
there were a few dresses that were in the exhibit that we saw on the red carpet, like Amelia Gray, the young model, wore the
showstopper,
the Jun Takahashi, the undercover light up terrarium dress that actually was the cover of the catalog for the exhibition. That was a major moment. Apparently, the fitting for it took like four people to get her into it. She had a battery pack involved. I mean, it was not.
She had a yellow version, I think, and the one in the exhibit is blue, but it's the same. It's the same dress. It's quite incredible. I mean, there were some more subtle interpretations that I enjoyed too. I thought Kendall Jenner looked really good in the vintage McQueen for Givenchy.
Yeah.
I thought
I don't
it
know
was
what
really
take
special.
On the theme that was, but it was
No, it was pretty. Sometimes I'm just like, it's just pretty. I thought Gigi's Tom Brown was kind of gorgeous. And she kind of got around this whole very difficult to walk in dress by having... Basically, it had a top layer that stripped off.
Yeah.
And so she was able to sit quite comfortably at dinner. And I liked some of the beauty looks too. I thought Tyler's short hair. I thought short hair was a really short kind of
Greta Lee
bob.
Also did a good sort of chopped bob that was...
Gigi did as well.
Yeah.
Greta Lee's was a wig.
Yes.
Yeah.
There were some great Loewe looks. Yes. They were a sponsor of the gala and a co-host. And I thought that Taylor Russell's wooden sort of faux bois bustier and skirt was amazing. Greta Lee was amazing. Iowa DeBerry went a bit different for her. It was very floral. She leaned into that. And then obviously it was a major Margiela night. In line arriving with Nicole Phelps, Virginia Smith, and Mark Holgate. And we were right behind Bad Bunny. And we all noticed he was wearing shoes that had hooves on them. Like they were hoof shoes.
I missed that.
And Nicole and I both gasped at the same time. It was very exciting. He looked amazing. He was wearing his like corsets. He really leaned into the bit. He was holding his like embroidered flower, his tiny glasses. It was a whole thing.
Zendaya was also, I mean, she wore several. She wore two looks. I saw her, and also a third look at the actual dinner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I felt.
Oh, yeah, it's true. She presented in a third look.
Yeah, presented in a third look. I mean, she also wore Margiela and looked absolutely stunning. And I think she had quite a strong beauty look because she'd bleached her eyebrows. So she looked almost like very close to the couture show that kind of rocked the world in terms of the beauty look.
Kim Kardashian also did that.
Yeah. Oh, really? Bleached eyebrow?
No, sorry. You're right. The beauty look was very close. Right. But Kim did her Margiela.
Oh, amazing.
Tiny waist. The cardigan tucked in off the shoulders really worked.
And I loved Ariana Grande's performance look, which was also Margiela. It was so beautiful.
I also loved there were some great garden hints, like Mike Feist, beloved man of the hour from Challengers, wore a bejeweled radish on his lapel. It was a big brooch night. Lots of men in very good brooches, women in, brooches all around, diamonds aplenty. There was also the two Ripleys.
Oh.
Jude Law and Andrew Scott arrived on either of Donatella Versace's arms.
Wow.
Big moment. Doja Cat had a wild vêtement moment where she left the Mark Hotel in a towel and then arrived on the red carpet in a wet shirt dress with Chrome Tears by Pat McGrath. That was a real commitment.
Wow. Have you been following her whole vêtement streak that she's been having since she landed in New York?
No.
She has been wearing the craziest looks around town with Gorham, who is the creative director of vêtement. And it feels like this was like the crescendo moment because I think she was wearing a kind of like, I don't know what you call it, saran wrap? We call it cling film.
Yeah, saran wrap.
Some kind of like version of that. And then she's been sort of seen around town wearing all of these vêtement looks. She seems to really be into vêtement right now.
We love it. I love Chloe Sevigny's look. She did like Victorian morning hair and it was Dallara, a beautiful Dallara sort of Victorian degraded bustier dress that she just killed it. And then Balenciaga had two dresses that I loved, which was Nicole Kidman, which was a recreation of a classic 1951 Balenciaga Avedon dress that Avedon photographed, this iconic photo. And then also Isabelle Huppert wore a dress that was a recreation of a dress by the Caillousseur. And both I just thought were really special.
Yeah, I mean, I have to shout out my girl FK Twigs, who looked amazing in Stella McCartney. She was wearing these bejeweled hot pants, very on trend for the season, with this top and a long woolen kind of looped wool coat. That was incredible. And then she had tiny crystals all over her face. It was incredible. Oh, tonight there was just so much to choose from. I feel like we're probably never going to end with these looks. We're never going to stop talking about
this. I do feel like people really were inspired by this theme. They really went for it. And we're back. And we have VVIPs joining us this evening. Some of our most essential Vogue colleagues are here with us recording, and they have been, truly it is not an exaggeration to say, tirelessly working since the break of dawn and all evening. Florence O'Connor, Maya Lane, and Irene Kim, tell us quickly what you each do.
I'm Florence. I'm the associate producer for Vogue.com. I do a little bit of everything. I do web production and just operations for the magazine, making sure things happen on time.
Florence is the train conductor that keeps every train coming and going at the right time and was the invaluable chief of the Met staff newsroom tonight.
She's got us Murray's cheese. You got Murray's cheese for people. She did.
That was a joint effort very much with Chloe.
That's exciting.
It was both of our most important effort. Irene, what do you do?
I work on Runway team. I'm the production and editorial coordinator. I manage the Vogue.com teams, Fashion Week calendars. You know, I help people print stuff. I make show requests.
Yeah. Maya?
My official title is entertainment associate, which doesn't really make sense for what I do. Basically, like a Swiss Army knife for what needs to happen. My boss works on a lot of editorial projects, so a lot of sort of project management and working with people in the office, bothering people in the office. I definitely bother these two here, Chloe and Joma, so, and everyone else.
It's true.
It's true. I'm annoying. It's true.
Set the scene of the newsroom downstairs.
Mm-hmm. So the newsroom downstairs, it's a basement. No windows, basically. They just keep
There are windows.
There's a door.
There's a door.
Well, the windows, you can't really see sunlight coming in through them.
It's not a dungeon, guys.
You're right. You're right. But the door where you enter and exit from is kept open the entire night. So you get your, you know, breeze and the birds chirping from there.
Okay.
The tables are just, you know, regular round tables.
But what is it like in the room?
It goes through waves. There are like waves of silliness, waves of high stress, waves of excitement.
Give us an example of what sparked a wave of silliness and what sparked a wave of high stress.
High stress, getting the first galleries live. So making sure that we get the red carpet gallery live as soon as we can, the best dress gallery live as soon as we can. Those are pretty high stress moments. A gallery is just a slideshow of images. A moment of silliness. Whenever someone came on screen who everyone loved their look, everyone would cheer and clap.
What were some of the collective cheers? Who got some collective cheers?
People were into Tyler's Sandra. Mm.
Tyler, yeah.
Oh, Mike Feist. Yeah. Josh O'Connor,
yeah, got a big cheer.
They're definitely, the vibe was like a very high testosterone, like sports bar during like the finals of March Madness.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
People are amped and like adrenaline is high.
Yes.
Who were you guys most excited to see tonight?
The person I was most excited to see was Josh O'Connor. I didn't think I was that excited to see him because I'd like to play it cool. But when I did see him, I was like, I loved you. I mean, I didn't say this, but in my head, I was like, Challengers has changed my life forever. And I hope he doesn't ever hear that.
I have a good Josh O'Connor moment.
What was it?
Not really, but basically, I didn't know that Twigs and Josh O'Connor went to school together as kids. And they hadn't seen each other since they were 13. So I witnessed their reunion. And
it was
so cute.
Tonight at the Met Gala?
Yeah.
Wow.
She was like,
no way!
I was like, I'm going to let you guys have your moment. She was like, I just have to tell
that
you
is so sweet.
That we haven't seen each other since we were 13 years old.
Oh my God. That is amazing. Yeah.
And I was like, really?
Wow. Aww. Maya, tell us what you were doing all night.
This year, I was a co-chair escort, which is a role I didn't know existed before this Met Gala. And I worked with Bad Bunny, which was really cool.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That is everything.
Oh, my God.
You were Benito's number one?
I was Benito's number one.
Oh, my God. I saw you behind Benito, and I was like, oh, my God.
Did we look good together?
Let me stop.
Did you guys talk?
Yeah, we did kind of talk a bit.
What did you say?
He was really sweet. I think he was really sweet. I feel like when you get to see the other side of it, which I didn't understand before this, but it's such a long night. It is such a long night. And I kind of felt that vibe from him. And like,
they have to shake 400 hands.
They really do.
He's there from 5:30.
They get there really early. Mm. And then the call to dinner is not until
they are shaking
9.
Hands for 3 hours.
Yeah. And he stood there. I mean, he was a champion. I would like kind of poke my head out of the curtain and be like, thumbs up. Like, are you okay? And he's like, I'm fine. But he stood there straight for the whole time. But he was really lovely and funny. I think he was just like tired, which...
Oh, funny bunny.
He was sweet.
Did you also have to stand the whole night?
I was basically, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was walking back and forth. I'm kind of nosy, so I was on my feet at times I probably didn't have to be because I'm just like, what's going on? But
all right, everyone. Lightning round, a top dress for you. Top look. Irene.
My two favorite looks were Mike Feist in Lueve and then the singer Leve in Prabal, which was her best red carpet look yet.
She looked great.
She looked so good. I think she's this generation's like Lana Del Rey. She looked like, you know, a holy person.
I'm going to see her perform.
Oh, oh my God, cool. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I've never seen her live, but she's amazing.
Maya, moment or look?
My favorite, I loved Elizabeth Debicki.
Dior.
Okay.
And she had her long sort of pre-Raphaelite hair, which I thought was a great moment. A lot of people did that.
Yeah, the long hair was actually a really cool moment.
My moment was when Ed Sheeran got stuck in whose dress?
FKA
Twigs's, like, dress, and there was a whole, I love a red carpet kerfuffle.
Oh my God, I love that.
I also loved Adjoa Aboa, who's the most gorgeous model. Mm-hmm. Wore this incredible H&M two-piece with her pregnant belly sticking out. And owned it and looked so fabulous.
That was her reveal. Like, she hasn't, nobody knew that she was pregnant. It's been it was a big reveal.
Yeah. Oh, wait, this was my favorite thing and I didn't see it, but I was CC'd on the email this weekend that was from Camila Cabello's publicist saying, "Hi, hope this isn't the weirdest request you've gotten this week, but Camila is bringing a clutch that is a solid block of ice with a rose in it. And we'd love someone to hold it for her after the red carpet while it melts and then deliver the rose to her during dinner."
And did that happen?
I don't know. I need to get an update.
Stay tuned next week.
But also, like, where is it melting onto the carpet?
I don't think that happens.
That sounds like a logistical nightmare. My moment is always watching. I love the performance, but I love seeing the celebrities who get really into the performance, like Zendaya.
Was she loving it?
Oh my goodness. When Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande were singing, she was losing her shit. Mm. And you know who else was so into the performance and up on their feet the entire time? Queen Latifah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she was just like, I was like, I didn't know you were the biggest Ariana fan.
We love that.
It was very sweet to see. And Lana too. Like, I love seeing other musicians watch musicians. Like, they have so much appreciation. It was very sweet.
We love.
Thank you guys so much for having us. Thank you for waiting.
That's it for the show tonight. Thank you so much for joining us.
This episode was produced by Susie Lechtenberg, Chelsea Daniel, Alex John Burns. It was recorded by Mike Kutchman and mixed by Amar Lau.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love and want are checked by experts. Not just any experts, they're real people who really love these things. And they have real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says authenticity guarantee, you can shop with confidence, knowing every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified real and authentic. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, slip on that watch, light up in gold, swing that handbag, or step out in that streetwear, you'll get that authentic glow. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.